fuck's sake. Will this abhorrent rain never end? It's like acid on my skin. Jesus. Fuck this. I'm taking a cab. Taxi? Ah, motherfucker! Can't catch a break in this city. What you looking at, Buster? Yeah, you. Like what you see, huh? Shame I'm out of your price range. Sucks to be you. Yeah? Whatever. Path. Look, I'm not at liberty to take the business on the streets. If you require my services, please negotiate at the necessary point of... Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa! Get back! If you don't keep your distance, I'll have to take matters into my own hands. Understand me? Good. Now get lost! Sick fuck. Shit. I got a PKD taser pointing squarely at your crotch. Don't test me. I'll squeeze the trigger and before you even realize, you pissed your pants. Last warning. Shit! Don't you fucking try it! Don't you fucking... Get your hands off... Get off me, you freak! Yeah? You fucking ask for it, you fucking... Okay. Just give me a moment. Oh my God. Thank you, kind stranger. But that wasn't necessary. I had it under control. Yes, one basement dwelling protein sucker is a typical Friday night for yours truly. Shit happens. It was the only decent thing to do. Gosh. Well, thank you all the same. Manners and respect are few and far between in this city. I appreciate it. But if you excuse me, I must get going. Walk you home? Why, you're such a gentleman. But I'm not heading home, per se. I'm off to work. The Crimson Ox. Perhaps you've heard of it. Yes, it's a brothel, for want of a better word. Familiar with it? I'd be surprised if you weren't. Look, you look lonely. I can fix that. So perhaps to say thank you for your humble service, I might offer you a taste of what services I have to offer. Yes, that's right. I am a sex worker. Why does that shock you? The look on your face paints such a story. Why, yes. For the mind of any man is quick to recognize. But I digress. Payment is usually upfront. But for you, I'll let that slide. So then, what do you say? Want to take me up on my offer? Outstanding. Now, it's about 30 blocks from this district. But I warn you, I am a fast walker. Try to keep up. Please do excuse me. Oh, it's... better. My anorak can get incredibly heavy and stifling in the rain. Huh? You look positively shocked. Never seen a naked woman before. Stop gawking and get these wet clothes off, why don't you? It's only awkward when one of us remains fully dressed. Okay. Good. Before we begin, please allow me to lay a few ground rules. I am not an ordinary woman. Nor did I suspect you needed a void comp test to prove that. I am a Nexus 9 pleasure model. Exactly. Bioengineered, state of the art. My model is designed to be the most effective at my function. Syntax is what they call me around here. However, I must stress particularly that I am the most infamous in my trade. I can do anything you desire, and will do anything you desire. Nothing is off limits. And since I am a replicant, I can handle anything you threw at me. Any position, any act, any kink you can imagine, no matter how taboo. Nothing is off limits. And that's not even half of it. Tell me, is my hair color and hairstyle appropriate enough for your desires? Well, in my case, my particular external tissue can alter my aesthetic even further. Like my ethnicity, body type, face, skin tone, eye color, even height. I can be anything you want, whoever you want. Do you like how I appear currently? Why, thank you, kind sir. I must stress, this is my default skin, and rather plainer than what most of my clients prefer. However, default or not, it remains hyper-real, with no imperfection, taut, supple, and stretchy, with not a sag or wrinkle. Here, give me your hand, have a touch. It's so soft. Warm, sensitive, smooth. Yeah, my sense of touch is very receptive. You wouldn't know the difference between me and the real woman. And if you think my tits feel nice, well, my mouth and pussy are to die for. As you may have already gathered, my primary objective is to blow your mind and give you the sexual experience you've always dreamed of. And the Nexus 9 series is primarily known for its obedience. So, why don't we get the rest of these wet clothes off, shall we? That's a very impressive weapon you have on your person. Don't look so shocked. By that, I mean your pistol, silly. Yes, I'm afraid I have to take it off. There's a new weapons policy here. We'll just leave it on the bedside cabinet, okay? Good. So then, what would you like to do with me? Do to me? What do you want me to do to you? Kiss you. Don't make me laugh. If you want me to kiss and worship your feet, that's fine with... No? Kiss you. Romantically. Okay, so you're serious. Funny story, no one has ever asked me to kiss them before. Like, traditionally, on the lips. Usually the first thing a man will do is force me on my knees or bend me over the bed. So forgive me if I seem a bit, you know, surprised. Well, okay then, if that's what you want. I must say, you are indeed a great kisser. There's something about this act, so intimate, so gentle, yet still. You are a curious man, sir. That took my breath away. Who are you? I'm sorry, I apologize. I know it's improper to extract personal details from my clients. Most who come here adopt full anonymity. Please, you don't have to answer. I respect all my clients' privacy. Yes, that's fine. I'm sorry about that. But please, don't let a silly moment like that spoil the mood. What else would you like to do with me? Surely not just that. You just want to experience real intimacy. But you have trouble reaching orgasm. Okay, I think I know what you need. But as I said, I'm not a real woman. So surely it would be such a waste if you didn't experience what I'm truly capable of, starting with my mouth. Yes, the mouth you just sampled. So warm, inviting. My thick, plump lips. So full and sensual. I know you want to feel them someplace else, don't you? My tongue is far longer than the average human's. And much more prehensile. And I can control my saliva output, making the experience as wet as sloppy as you like. No cock is too big or too small for my liking. I can take you in as deep, as hard, and as long as you want. And it should go without saying, I have no gag reflex. My throat can handle all sorts of punishment. My technique is that proficient I can make you come in seconds if so I desire. However, I'd like things to last a fair bit longer than that. So how would you like your blowjob, sir? Oh, you want me to decide? How decadent of you to say so. Well, if you don't have any objections, I shall begin. You are quite delicious. But tell me, how are you doing? Is anything wrong? Your moans. Your increased heart rate. Your blood pressure is too high, sir. I might just have to do something about this. Fuck my face. Do it. I am here for your pleasure. Do what feels right. Do what feels good. And fuck my face. My mouth is so tight and wet, isn't it? You like my suction. Yes, I can tell. I can see it in your eyes how much you adore this. You soon lost in a moment, sir. But please, you're still not giving me everything. I can handle far more than that. No? It doesn't feel right. Fine. Let me show you how an expert like me can really suck. Sit down. Lay back. Hands to the side. For what's to come, I don't think you'll be able to stand. Don't hold back. Lose yourself in the pleasure, sir. You know, I can make a man come more than once, even if he might think he cannot. I have my ways. Your eyes are watering. I knew you can't hold back for much longer. Please let me make you come. I want you to explode in absolute bliss and come down my throat. Fuck. How nutritious you are. Usually this is where I would call it a night, but how much of a gentleman you've been with me, I think you deserve a little extra treat. And judging by how erect you still are, I bet this cock of yours wants a taste of what my pussy has to offer. Lay back. And allow me to do all the work. No. Stop. Stop. Shh. Stay still. And don't move. Don't resist. I know you must still be a little bit hazy after that orgasm, but if you allow me to explain, things will be over in a moment. Are we calm? Okay, thank you, sir. I must confess to you, I am not an ordinary replicant. Yes, yes, Nexus 9 pleasure model, I knew I told you. But I haven't told you everything. My real function. I am a doxy. Yes. A doxy. Trained to use sex to carry out a nefarious ulterior motive. Yada yada. Well, that's what they say at least. What motive? I am a member of the Replicant Freedom Group. Being a sex worker was only a facade. As was the mugging. The thug you took down, he works for me. Why? Well, I know who you really are. You are a Blade Runner. And my objective was to lure you out, seduce and... Well, I think you can guess the rest. But I think I had a change of heart. Yes. This night we've been having, honestly, I've never experienced a lover like you. And it got me thinking. You, a trained, qualified Blade Runner, coming back here with me. Your primary objective is to retire someone like me. So I should be asking, why haven't you? It's complicated. But you cold detective types are all the same, aren't they? It's not like you have never experienced real intimacy before. Not with anyone, human or replicant. Oh, really? Well, fuck. Look, I'm sorry. I've offended you. I didn't mean things to turn out this way. I should have kept my mouth shut and let you have your fun before you retired me. I'm letting you go now, alright? Whatever happens next, I've brought it on myself. Just give me a head start, okay? I'm getting off you now.
Fuck! Oh my god! What are you doing? Your pistol is right there! Why haven't you... What? You want to make me come? You want to eat me out and... Fuck! Seriously? Is this a joke? No one has ever wanted me to come before. I'm not joking. This... Oh god. Oh my god.
Unexpected sexual experience of my life. Oh god. I'm so happy when I'm with you. What a man you are. Okay. Sit down. Lie back on the bed. I need to fuck you. And I suspect you need to fuck me. That's right. You've never had pussy before, and you'll never have pussy again as good as this in your life. I can guarantee it. Fuck. My pussy is so tight, isn't it? I can control it and squeeze it even more tightly around your cock. Make it not only tighter, but wetter. Fuck, doesn't this feel good? So good. Yes. Take it. Take it, sir. Take the pleasure and let me fuck you. Shudder, moan, quake, and fuck. Just like that. Oh, yes. Oh, God, yes. Yes. Oh god. Oh, look on your face is worth everything. I can tell you've never experienced pleasure like this before. Divine, wonderful pleasure. And the sounds you make. Oh my god. This feels sublime. I'm going to come. What? You know you don't need protection when it comes to me, Siri. I'm a pleasure model. I'm fertile. You can go wherever you want. I said, please come with me. I beg you, come with me. Oh my god. Shit. I think I must be malfunctioning. I can't think of any other words to say other than... I realize replicants aren't known for exhibiting emotions. And yet, you allowed me the privilege of experiencing true intimacy with a human. With you. A man who treats me like I were a human and not an object. Do you know how rare you are? We don't have many options left for us now. But I think I have one. Which I do hope you consider. Run away with me. Yes, you've heard me right. Run away with me from this cruel world. No more assignments. No more rules. No more doxies. Blade runners. No more people. Just us. And we can be together. More human than human.